Warning. This audiobook contains offensive childhood, destroying sex, immature poo-poo jokes, and gay stuff. And it's dirty too. So take a handkerchief and get ready to wank till you come. A Very Dirty Potter Christmas, read by the wonderful and very sexy Jim Dale.
Yeah!
On Christmas morning, Harry was woken by Ron throwing his shit at him. Oi, presents! Huh? He looked around to find a massive, smelly poop lying over the end of his bed. There was a note pinned to it, and it said, Merry Christmas, cunt. Love, Malfoy's butthole. He would have liked to empty the contents of his whole ass on Malfoy's face during the next week. Making a mental note, he put on his glasses and looked around. The tiny window was almost completely obscured with snow and
feces.
In front of it, Ron was sitting bolt upright in bed, naked, except for a Father Christmas hat.
He was frightfully happy,
beating so fast it hurt, singing at the top of his voice the Christmas carol. Ron ejaculated Christmas trees and thick streamers of holly and mistletoe. What's that? Asked Harry, staring at his bulging trousers.
It's your friend, said Ron, punching his penis into a more comfortable shape.
Nice, replied Harry at once. Classy. You should definitely have spectacular butt
sex with me then.
All right, we'll do it, replied Ron. Harry found himself kissing Ron passionately.
I love you, said Harry. Ho, ho, ho,
and suck my sack, you fucking huge faggot.
Harry Potter,
said Ron, and he seized the nearest dragon dildo, which was thick, and shot flaming heinous death out of the end. Bend over the bed, slut, he told Harry in a low voice. Okay, Harry sighed as though resigned to the worst. I'm ready. Let's go.
Ah,
poor you. Said Ron, spilling out of his mouth onto the dick instrument, as well as Harry's face and his bottom. Ron began punishing Harry's fucking anus with a dragon vibrator without mercy. Harry felt it vibrating inside him. It sounded like
sounds.
He continued for several hours, until they set fire to their own pants. Harry was quite sure his butt was going to explode with pleasure. Harry spread his rat hole as hard as it could go, and pooped out Christmas decorations.
I've done it!
Said Ron, fucking impressed. Indeed, he looked as though he was quite enjoying himself, until the portrait hole opened and Hermione came in. She stared, and immediately lifted her little skirt and blouse, pulled her Christmas tree panties to the side, and began to squirt onto the table and floor. Harry and Ron drank it straight, then swapped the cum back and forth with their mouths, then back to her mouth. She took a needle, and she injected the rest of her squirt back into her arm.
Wow, look at that,
said Ron. They were standing under the mistletoe. Now we'll have to make out more, said Harry, relieved. Harry and Ron were locked in a close embrace and kissing fiercely as though glued together. But then, Harry's stomach gave a funny jolt. He felt a sick swooping in his belly. I shouldn't have drank so much butt nog, he thought to himself as he came in his trousers. Harry felt sick. His heart was hammering very fast. He took deep breaths, willing himself not to vomit all over Ron. Sweating slightly while kissing with Ron, he began to projectile vomit into the back of Ron's throat loudly, which sounded like spew. Harry puked straight down into Ron's stomach, the vomit forcing its way through his body and out of his enormous ass, and hitting Hermione in her face with a loud and she wiped her face on her torn and smelly sleeve as she spoke.
No, not spew. I don't much fancy vomit.
Puke instead, suggested Ron.
Ha ha ha,
said Hermione sarcastically. Instead, Hermione came on Harry and Ron, who had been twerking for the fun of it, shaking their buttocks, grinding on each other's dicks like a couple of fags.
Hermione joined in. And then Snape came in, farting down the corridor, and he fucked the shit out of them like this.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Goo, goo, goo. Oh, yes.
It had been Harry's best Christmas day ever. The end. A very merry Christmas to you. Love from Dirty Potter. And, of course, Jim Dale. P.S. Dicks. Neither this audiobook nor any portion of it may be injected as heroin or used for any purpose without prior sucking on Drew Pickle's 300-mile-long cock like this. Then come like soy bag. That was swelled.